damn thing. Hey, Ace, you got the time?
Yeah, sure. It's 12:15.
The tour, I'm gonna be late. What were you looking at?
Just had an eye that fell in love.
Do you think I find that kind of thing charming? Do you think it gives me a rush? Do you think it makes me want you?
Is there a right answer?
Let me tell you both something. I find it crude and infantile, so knock it off. Knock it off right now. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, you do. You're absolutely right. Well, this is the 90s.
It is.
You were way out of line. Sorry. Yeah. It'll never happen again.
Oh, two eggs over easy, side of bacon, rye toast. Can I get you anything else?
That man.
Honey, if it were that easy, I'd get one for myself.
No. You don't understand. That man behind me. Don't look. Don't. Can't talk here. Quickly, everyone in Joe's office. Right now.
You noticed he's a lot pushier now that he's got his green card?
Don't you people ever knock?
Joey, you're playing with your hair again? Don't forget what they told you at the hair club. You comb against the grain, you void the warranty.
What are all you people doing in here?
Remember yesterday I told you I witnessed a man robbing Hanley's jewelry store in town?
That's all you talked about all day.
Oh, forgive me. I thought we could use a break from your all the good men are either married or gay speech.
Antonio, the robber.
Yes. That man out there in the leather jacket, that's him.
What?
That's the guy.
Are you kidding me? Kidding?
Oh, no, I just sold him a ticket to Boston. Does that make me an accomplice?
Are you absolutely sure that's the guy?
How was I supposed to know?
I'm positive. I saw him from my cab when he ran from the store. I saw his gun. I saw his face when he pulled off his mask.
I'm too old to go to prison.
All right, I'm going to call the police.
Oh, thanks. I never figured you'd rat me out.
For the robber, Faye.
You know, I knew there was something weird about that guy. He was looking at me in this really creepy sort of way.
All right. Kind of like the way people look at you when you have the crusty stuff in the corner of your eye.
No, not exactly. Why do I have crusty stuff in the corner of my eye?
Okay, thanks, officer. Yeah, thanks.
What'd he say?
Calm down. They're going to be here as soon as they can. He said we should try to keep him here.
Faye's already announced the flight.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just announce a delay.
All right, but Faye, don't say anything suspicious. Just say that...
I know my job. I think I can handle this. Your attention, please. Sandpiper Air regrets to announce a slight delay in the boarding of its flight 19 to Boston due to a hole in the wing.
God's sake, a hole in the wing?
It's only a small hole.
Wow. Did you know about that, John?
There's not a hole in the plane, Lowell.
I know that. But who knew Faye was such a master of improvisation?
Now the guys are going over to Roy's counter.
Oh, damn, he's got a New York flight leaving any minute.
I'll call Roy and tell him what's going on.
Oh, hey, Faye, that was really great going. Why didn't you just tell them that the plane had been invaded by aliens from Jupiter?
I wouldn't want to scare Lowell.
Okay. What the hell is so important here?
Roy, that guy at your counter is the same man Antonio saw rob the jewelry store.
The guy with the gun?
Yeah, that's right. Now, listen. You have to go back out there and announce a delay in your flight until the police get here.
Are you crazy? No way am I going to get between an armed felon and his freedom. You might as well draw a bullseye on my chest.
Roy, now take it easy. I understand how frightened you must be. Now get out there and make that announcement or I'm going to rip this off your Thanks.
All right, now listen, I'm gonna go out front and wait for the police. Now just follow me out there and try to act normal, okay?
Right.
Okay.
I'll stay here. Just think of it as my own personal witness protection program.
Your attention, please. Aeromass Flight 23 to New York will... Aeromass Flight 23 to New York will be just a little delayed, okay?
Great. Hey, how do I get to the ferry?
Well, yeah. You take a ride
first
out,
left
of
out of the airport, and then you go 2 miles to the roundabout, you go around a few times,
then
you get
look
to your
for
fourth
parking
spoke, and then you just go due west.
Go
I forget about it. I'll find it myself.
Listen, you know what? The ferry already left, and the next one doesn't come for a couple of hours, so really you're better off just hanging here and waiting for your flight. I tell you what, why don't you come sit down right here and relax? You know, anybody whose flight is delayed gets a nice fresh piece of homemade pie on the house. Hey, who the hell was talking to you? Get back over there and sit down.
That's the guy right there.
All right, now. You in a leather jacket. Put your hands where I can see them.
What's the problem?
Move away from the pie.
Whoa.
Well, as arrests go, that was rather disappointing. Not like my arrest.
Well, you've been arrested?
Well, I'm not proud of it. It was during an anti-war rally in San Francisco in 1966.
What? You never said you were a protester.
No, I wasn't. I was a shopper. I bumped into Abby Hoffman coming out of Gump's. He called me a fascist pig and I decked him. It took me a week to get the smell of marijuana off my knuckles.
Yeah, I can't believe that detective is still grilling Antonio.
I swear, I've seen this guy someplace before.
Yeah, you know, he does look familiar. Lowell, you know that guy sitting over there?
Let's see. That would be Antonio.
I got it. All right, in high school, who did we shove into the girls' locker room wearing nothing but a bathing cap?
Oh, Howard Crawley? Howard wears your hall pass. Crawley's a cop now?
Oh, my God. Apparently, the Nantucket Police Department needed someone to run their projector.
So then I'll see you at the arraignment in the morning.
Yes, sir, I'll be there.
Okay, thanks for your help. Joe? Brian?
Hey.
How you doing? You know each other?
Yeah. Now, last time I saw you two, you were tossing me naked into the girls' locker room.
About that, you know, we were jerks.
Oh, hey, relax. I mean, high school was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's odd how things work out, though. I mean, when you had the upper hand, didn't count. Now, all these years later, I could drag you guys in, have you strip search, throw you in the drunk tank, write it off to routine questioning. See you at the reunion.
Liked him better with tape on his glasses and his head in the toilet.
Arraignment? You are not going to an arraignment, are you?
Well, yes, I must testify. I am the only one who saw him.
Are you nuts? If you testify, you are a sap. You put that man in prison, he's going to do nothing but lift weights and think about how to get even. I'm telling you, don't get involved.
Antonio, do not let him scare you. You're doing the right thing.
You think so?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. This guy can't hurt you.
You're right. I mean, this is not Sicily where you mind your own business and keep your mouth shut. This is America, where you are expected to do your civic duty. Why didn't I go to Australia? But they don't care what the hell you do.
You sure you're gonna be okay with everything, Lowell?
Oh, yeah. Don't you worry about a thing. You just go off and have a wonderful time. Where are you going anyway?
I would really rather not say.
Oh, come on.
Well, if you must know, I'm going to see my OBGYN.
fine. Be that way. I'm having dinner with my M-O-M-M-Y. May I help you, sir?
Oh, Lord, just give me a glass of water.
Would you like a sandwich with that?
No.
How about a nice bowl of soup?
No.
Fries?
Just water. I want to take my thyroid pills.
On an empty stomach, Roy.
Oh, all right, give me a grilled cheese sandwich.
Something to drink with that?
Hey, Antonio, how'd it go in court today?
They let the robber go.
What?
What?
You kidding me?
Something about evidence being taken illegally. I did my part. I stood up, I pointed at him, and they let him go. And all of the while, this Frederick Watts, that's the robber's name, he just kept staring at me with his cold, dead eyes.
Relax, relax. You got nothing to worry about. Yeah, that guy probably wants to be as far away from this place as possible.
Not necessarily. I happen to be a student of criminal psychology, and according to the Connecticut Encyclopedia of Deviant Behavior, the mind of the criminal will very often fixate on revenge. Take the case of Jack Earl Morley, a disgruntled postal clerk from Eakley, Oklahoma. A co-worker turned him in for stealing stamps. Morley tracked him halfway across the country and then chopped him up into little pieces. In a final ironic twist, he mailed the pieces back to his supervisor. Postage due.
Listen, I've got to take this flight, but Antonio, do me a favor. Just try to relax. Don't worry, okay? As far as this guy's concerned, you are insignificant. You're a fly, a gnat, a speck. You're nothing. You're less than nothing. All right, so just think about that for a while. Tell me if that doesn't make you feel better.
Joe's right. He's right. Yeah. I am nothing. Yeah. I am what a speck wipes off the bottom of his shoe. Just get so wound up sometimes.
Hey, that's okay. You know, you're too tense. You need to relax. Tell what you do. You go home, you pour a drink, you draw a bath, and kiss your ass goodbye.
Antonio, quick, open up. I was too scared to be alone. I didn't know where else to go.
All right, sit down for a second. What's wrong?
What's the matter now?
Frederick Watts, the man from the airport, is stalking me.
Oh, come what? On. Are you sure?
Yes! All night he terrorizes me by constantly driving past my house.
Antonio, listen. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I gotta get some rest. If you want to, you're welcome to sleep on the couch, but I'm telling you, this is all in your mind.
Okay, then what was that?
It's a car.
Not a car. He's a car.
My God, man, you've led him right to us!
Hit the lights! Come on, you could have just used the switch.
There it is again.
It's a white sedan.
It's him. I just know it's him.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just got a glimpse of it, but it did kind of look like him.
This is insane.
No, maybe it's not. Maybe he really is out there. I mean, listen, we live on a dead-end street. What's all this traffic doing here suddenly? Well,
if it'll make you feel better, call the police.
The police? I spit on the police.
Hey, that is disgusting. You do that in your own house.
Antonio knows what to do.
Whoa, man, where'd you get a gun?
I borrowed it from a cabbie I know.
Come on, put that away. You don't know how to use that.
I do, too, know how to use it. For instance... That's how you put on the safety.
Give me that. Jeez, I'm not too worried about Watts for. You're going to wind up shooting yourself.
Did you see that? There it is again.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same car. It's the same white car.
I don't know what the hell we're waiting for.
Lowell, the window opens.
All right, better man than you to bring down Lowell Mather.
Lully. That gun's an antique. It's just for decoration.
That might have been nice to know before I yelled out my name. It's him.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No, it's just making sure we're still here before he comes to kill us.
Give me a break. Hello?
Try calling now!
Oh, you didn't have to break it. All you had to do was squeeze the little plastic clip.
Oh, this is crazy. We're sitting in ducks here. I'm going to go check out the rest of the house.
You know, I don't see anybody out there. I mean, maybe he's through for the night. That's it. He's not around anymore. He left.
I don't like this. It's quiet. Too quiet.
Shut up.
Now it's really quiet.
Four guys alone in a scary house being stalked by a deranged killer, huh? Throwing Jamie Lee Curtis on a couple of chainsaws be a pretty cool movie.
You know, I'd go see a movie about us. Now, only if Gary Busey played me and Mary Lou Retton played my sassy girlfriend, Veronica.
What sassy girlfriend, Veronica?
Hey, spend your days alone, waist deep in an airplane engine. Tell me you don't invent a few friends.
Well, I think an actor like Bob De Niro... Huh? Could capture the brooding intensity of Brian Hackett? Huh?
I was thinking Bob Denver.
Who do you want to play you, Joe?
$10, he says Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, and what's wrong with that? I think Tom Cruise would do a pretty good job of portraying my life.
Yeah, not to mention the way you lip sync and dance around in your underwear.
It's him. I saw his white car in the driveway.
Oh, wait a minute. What kind of killer rings the doorbell?
Pizza? We didn't order no stinking pizza!
Hey!
Did Watt send you? Did he? Talk to me, pizza man! Don't make me get my gun.
Gun, hey, look, I'm sorry, mister. I've been driving back and forth, looking all over for your place. I even tried to call to get
you. Shut up! Is it what I think of you and your pizza?
All right, good. Calm down. Now, listen. If you really are delivering pizza, then what are you doing here?
I was looking for Lowell Mather. Lowell Mather. Hey, guess now I have to share, don't I?
Antonio, that's like your fifth cup of coffee.
I know. I never got back to sleep last night.
Well, I did. I had that dream again about my mom and Wilt Chamberlain driving a go-kart through the Holland Tunnel. You know, Bunny always used to say that it was sexual, but with her, what wasn't?
Boys, it's all over town how you rousted that poor pizza kid. You better lock your doors tonight. It's a full moon. The UPS man will be out.
Joe, here's a check for last night's damages.
Uh-oh.
He's here again, isn't he?
This is getting weird. I'm going to talk to this guy and find out what's going on.
No. No, it is a time to stop hiding and be a man. Time for Antonio Scarpacci to stand up to this thug and tell him once and for all to lay off. I just hope that last part isn't the coffee talking. Listen up, mister.
What?
Don't what me, Watts. I'm tired of being hounded like an animal. If you want to kill me, kill me. If you want to fight me, fight me. If you don't want to do anything at all to me, that's Jim Dandy. Whatever you want to do to me, just do it now.
Who are you?
You know perfectly well who I am.
No, I don't.
Isn't that something, Antonio? All you're worrying for nothing. I mean, he doesn't even remember you're the guy that turned him into the police.
Oh, that's right. That's right, you're the guy from court. You know, you almost cost me 15 years.
It was a mistake. Look, I don't know what came over me. I'm just a humble cab driver working at the airport. Please don't hurt me. Please.
You work here?
But, yes. Isn't that why you keep hanging around?
No. It's that the cute little blonde waitress who works behind the counter.
You've been hanging around here for Helen?
She gave me a free piece of pie the other day. I haven't been able to get her out of my mind. I'm sort of hanging around here, trying to get up the nerve to ask her out.
Well, see ya.
Oh! Since you know her, maybe you could introduce me.
Why would I do that?
Because you owe me.
Helen, come and meet a friend of mine.